By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand how menus, apps, and websites can guide people's choices, recognize common design tools such as defaults, placement, labels, social proof, and urgency messages. Think more carefully about your own decisions when using digital products. Many people think that menus, apps, and websites simply show information. However, design also plays an important role in how people make decisions. When you use an app, visit a website, or look at a menu, you are often presented with many choices. The way these choices are organized can affect what you notice, what you ignore, and what feels easy to select. This does not mean that people cannot make their own decisions. It means that design can guide attention and influence the decision process. Small details such as the order of options, the words on a button, or a message about popularity can make one choice feel more attractive than another. Learning to recognize these design features can help you become a more thoughtful and confident decision maker. When you open an app, what do you usually notice first? Have you ever clicked a button quickly and later wished you had read more information? Do you usually choose the first option you see, or do you compare several options? Have you ever bought, signed up for, or selected something because it was marked as popular? What helps you feel confident when making a choice online? Menus, apps, and websites do more than display information. Their structure can guide where people look and what they notice first. Designers make choices about order, labels, pictures, warnings, and many other details. These choices can make some options stand out while others receive less attention. Imagine opening a website with several choices. One option appears at the top of the page with a large picture. Another option is placed lower down with no picture. Even if both options are useful, many people will notice the first one more quickly. This happens because attention is limited. People often focus on what is easiest to see. As a result, design can make one choice feel simpler or more important than another. Being aware of this effect can help you look more carefully before making a decision. A default option is an option that is already selected or presented as the normal choice. Defaults can be useful. They help people move through a process more quickly because they do not need to make every decision from the beginning. For example, if an app already has a common setting selected, users can continue without spending extra time choosing. This can make the experience easier and faster. However, defaults can also influence decisions in a strong way. Many people accept the default option simply because it is already chosen. They may not stop to consider whether another option would be better for them. Because of this, it is important to check whether the default option matches your own needs and preferences. The default may be helpful, but it should not automatically become your choice. The location of an item can affect how likely people are to notice it. Items near the top, in the center, or on the first screen are often easier to see. People do not always read every option carefully. Instead, they often focus on what appears first or what is easiest to find. On the other hand, options that are hidden, lower on the page, or harder to access may receive less attention. This can happen even when those options are useful or important. Imagine a menu with 10 choices. The first few options may attract more attention simply because they appear first. The same idea applies to websites and apps. This does not mean that lower items are worse. It simply shows that placement can influence what people notice and consider. A good habit is to look beyond the first option and check whether other choices deserve attention. Words can influence how people feel about a choice. Consider two buttons. One says Start Now, the other says Learn More. Both may lead to useful information, but they create different impressions. Start Now suggests immediate action. It encourages people to move forward quickly. Learn More suggests that there is additional information available before making a decision. Labels can also affect how safe or attractive an option feels. For example, a menu item marked as popular may seem more trustworthy than an item with no label. Even though the options may be similar, the label changes the feeling people have about them. Because labels can influence decisions, it is useful to focus on the actual option rather than only the words used to describe it. Two other common tools are social proof and urgency messages. Social proof means that people feel more comfortable when they see that others have made the same choice. If an app or website suggests that many people selected an option, some users may feel more confident choosing it as well. This can be helpful. Sometimes people appreciate knowing what others prefer. However, social proof can also push people too strongly if they stop thinking about their own needs. Urgency messages work differently. These messages suggest that time, seats, or stock may be limited. They encourage people to act sooner rather than later. Urgency can sometimes help people make decisions instead of delaying forever. At the same time, urgency can create pressure. Under pressure, people may make faster decisions than they normally would. Both social proof and urgency can be useful, but it is important to remember that they are influences, not instructions. The goal is not to avoid apps, websites, or menus. These tools are useful and help people make decisions every day. Instead, the goal is to become more aware of how design influences attention and behavior. A helpful habit is to ask a few simple questions before deciding. What is easiest to click? What is hidden? What information is missing? Is this my choice or the design choice? These questions encourage active thinking. They help people notice whether they are making a decision because it truly fits their needs or because the design is guiding them toward it. The more aware you become of these influences, the easier it is to make decisions that match your own goals. What are some design elements that can guide a person's attention? Can you think of a time when the way information was displayed affected your choice? Look for examples mentioned in the reading, such as order, labels, pictures, and warnings. Why can default options influence people's decisions? When do you think a default option is helpful, and when should people examine it more carefully? Think about what happens when an option is already selected before a person makes a choice. Which items are usually easier for people to notice? Do you usually look beyond the first options on a page? Why or why not? Think about the positions mentioned in this section. How can labels affect a person's decision? Which kinds of labels attract your attention most strongly? Think about the examples Start Now, Learn More, and Popular. What is the difference between social proof and urgency messages? Which has a stronger effect on you, seeing what other people chose or seeing a message about limited availability? One is connected to other people's choices, and the other is connected to limited time, seats, or stock. What questions can help people make more thoughtful choices? Which of these questions do you think would be most useful in your daily life? Review the four questions listed in this section. Final speaking. Which option was easiest to notice? Final speaking. Were any options hidden or difficult to find? Final speaking. Did labels such as popular influence your opinion? Was there a default option? Final speaking. Did you see any urgency messages? Final speaking. If you made the same decision again, would you choose differently? Think about the last app, website, or digital menu you used. Understanding how design guides choices does not remove your ability to decide. Instead, it helps you recognize the influences around you and make decisions with greater awareness.